In today's gospel, Jesus gives us two different images, both of which take a little bit of reflection. The first one is about the judgment of a tree according to its fruit, and the second one is the building of a house on rock or on sand as an image of whether we are putting his words into practice or not. Well, let's start with this idea or this principle that every tree is known by its fruit. I like this principle very much, and I often use it when I'm guiding people in the spiritual life. You can learn a lot by evaluating the fruit of what's going on in your life. And you can also test things to see if they bear good fruit or not. So, for example, I could say to someone, well, they want to know how to improve their prayer life. And I could say, well, why don't you try praying the rosary every day for a month and see what effect it has on you. Usually it has very good fruit. So I think the principle is easy for us to grasp, that good fruit has to come from a good tree. And even if we're uncertain at first about the quality of the tree, if we can see the fruit, well, then we can make a proper evaluation. But it's not always easy, partly because we're not always that perceptive about fruit, and partly because our limitations make it difficult for us to see whether the fruit is really coming from the tree that we have in mind. Now, let me just give you some random examples. Let's say I walked by a store and the cash register was not being attended, and I stole 50,000 pesos out of the cash register. And then I went out and I bought a new motorcycle. And everyone would turn to me and say, oh, you have a new motorcycle. Isn't that great? And I would say, oh yeah, great. Good fruit. There's nothing wrong with the motorcycle. Perfectly good motorcycle. Good fruit. But it's not coming from a good tree. You see, the principle that is connected here is that the end does not justify the means. Just because you can get good fruit from a bad action, or what seems like good fruit from a bad action, doesn't justify it. There's a lot of examples like this you could point to in modern controversies. There's a raging controversy in the States now, or actually in the Western world, about the transgenderism issue. The people who are promoting the transgender ideology will say, if you can identify a young person who, let's say a young woman who thinks she's a young man, well, it's good to give her hormone treatment. It's good to do surgical intervention on her so that she doesn't have to suffer from living in a woman's body when she thinks she's a man, when she's a man. And that they said, good fruit. They said, good fruit. Let's get this girl, or they would say this boy, to be comfortable with her own body. And the other side, the more sensible side, would say, you can't do surgery on a minor, and a life-changing, irreversible surgery on a minor, and say that that's good. That's criminal. So you see, the controversy is, they're both looking at the same thing. Let's say a surgery on a young woman, an adolescent woman, to remove her breasts. One camp would say, that's good fruit. Another camp would say, no, that's bad fruit. One would say, look, that's helping this young person identify who she is. And the other one would say, no, that is criminal mutilation of a minor. Well, see, both looking at the exact same thing and using different criteria to evaluate whether it's good fruit or not. Another example just pops into my head. You know, the previous administration was well known for its very strong campaign against drugs. And the idea was, if you kill drug pushers, you can defeat the drug trade. So thousands of people were killed. You know this, just a few years ago, say 5 years ago. Thousands of people were being killed. And sometimes the bodies were being found right on the street. And some people were saying, look, good. Good, let's stop this evil. Let's stop this evil. That drugs are ruining people's lives and we have to stop these drug pushers. Good fruit. And other people, again, more sensible, saying you can't just kill people because someone claimed they're drug pushers. And even if they are, they have the right to a proper trial and a proper evaluation of what's a just sentence. You can't just kill people. So, but there it is. Exact same phenomenon. The death of these people, is it good or is it not good? Good fruit or bad fruit? So the idea is, well, the principle is right. Good fruit comes from a good tree, but not everybody agrees on what's good fruit, and not everybody agrees about what tree the fruit is coming from. So we need something a little bit more than simply our own impression of what's good and what's not good. We need to be guided by the Lord. We need to use his standards for what is good and not good. And that takes humble discernment, evaluation according to what God reveals. Jesus, as if to help us with this evaluation, shifts from the tree and the fruit image to the foundation of the house image. You can see how it's the opposite end of the spectrum. Now, the fruit is the last stage of a long process of growth. And when you see the fruit, you say, well, that's good fruit, so it must be coming from a good tree. Yes. The other image, the house built on a foundation or not, that goes to the beginning of the process. You don't build a house without establishing first the foundation. Or if you do, then you risk the loss of the house. You say, here's a good house. Here's good fruit. Well, it looks good. It's an apparent good. But it's built on a sandy foundation. It's not good when the flood comes. So, see what Jesus is doing here. Yes, good fruit. But what might look like a good fruit to us is not good unless it's coming from a solid foundation. It's two different images, the plant image and the building image, but they're both valid. Solid foundation, the truth that what's revealed in God's word, the foundation of putting the word of God into practice. This is what he says, listening to my words and acting on them. That's a solid foundation. What happens when we listen to God's word and act on it sometimes appears to us at first like bad fruit. People don't like what we say. People don't like what we do. There's division in the family. We heard about this in the Gospels the past couple of Sundays. Now, it looks bad sometimes, the effects of embracing and living according to the gospel. So we have to be careful about how we evaluate the fruit. Solid foundation will be the basis for a good fruit, a life of good fruit, even if there's disagreement about what's good fruit and what's not. Now, St. Paul addresses this. Here he's talking to the Corinthians, and some of the Corinthians who have embraced the gospel are also practicing idolatry, or if they don't believe in the idols, they're participating in the religious rituals of the idol worshipers. And they're saying, there's good fruit. I get to eat some of the food. Or I'm not alienated from my neighbors who are idol worshipers. Or maybe this doesn't do any harm and it makes for peace in the family. And St. Paul says, no. Don't mix up the good and evil and consider them the same. You can't sacrifice to the Lord and sacrifice to demons in the same light. You have to separate good and evil. So to participate in the sacrifice of the Lord is to participate in the body and blood of Christ. But to participate in sacrifices offered to idols, and that can mean in our modern times, the ways that we honor worldly values and worldly goals, worldly fruit. You say, well, that's bad fruit. That's going to, even if it looks good to you in the moment, it actually is destructive to the whole house, or to the whole tree. I do not want you to become participants with demons, Paul says. Don't try to mix together good and evil and think that it's good because you evaluate it wrongly as good fruit. So be honest. Be guided by the truth of the word. Be clear about what is really good fruit and what is only apparently good, so that we can live with freedom from this terrible mixture that exists in the world, this mixture of good and bad fruit from good trees and rotten trees. Since today's Saturday, we can turn to Our Lady and look at a very good tree, a very good house on a very solid foundation, bearing very good fruit. Our Lady did not have any mixture of evil. She didn't allow any rottenness to enter into her life. And because of this, all the fruit of her life is good. All of what comes forth from her heart is good. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. This is why we can be confident when we entrust our intentions to her intercession, because she's a very good tree and she always bears good fruit. So with Mary as our guide and model, we strive to hear the word, ponder the word, put it into practice.